USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump confirms he did discuss former Vice President Joe Biden and corruption allegations in a phone call with Ukraine's president. Pennsylvania Republican Senator Pat Toomey tells NBC's Meet the Press not all the facts are in yet.
It is not appropriate for any candidate for federal office, certainly including a sitting president, to ask for assistance from a foreign country. That's not appropriate, but I don't know that that's what happened here.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. is trying diplomacy to ease tensions with Iran. Iran is denying it had anything to do with an attack on Saudi Arabia's oil facilities. Pompeo tells ABC's This Week, don't believe what you hear.
Came from the north. It was a sophisticated attack. These weapon systems had ranges that could not have come from the Houthis. It is crazy for anyone to assert that they did. I mean, it is literally nuts on its face.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own here are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Good morning, Houston.
It was a Texas-sized welcome for Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who was visiting Houston alongside President Trump, who paid tribute to the victims of flooding there from Tropical Storm Imelda.
My administration will not rest until you have fully recovered, restored, and rebuilt, and I know you will come back with the same tremendous spirit that we have shown every single time. Every time there's been a problem, it's called Houston Strong.
More Democrats are pushing for formal impeachment proceedings to begin against President Trump. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, appearing on CNN's State of the Union, says the president needs to be held accountable.
If the president of the United States is browbeating a foreign leader, at the same time he was withholding vital military assistance that Ukraine needed to defend itself against Russia, and trying to get dirt on his political opponent, and yet a second campaign, then the country needs to know about it, and we need to take defensive steps.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Bay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The grandson of Robert F. Kennedy announces a run for the U.S. Senate. With more, here's USA's John Hunt.
United States Representative Joe Kennedy III formally declared his candidacy for the U.S. Senate, becoming the first member of the Kennedy political dynasty to bid for the upper chamber of Congress since Edward M. Kennedy in 1962.
Hi, I'm Joe Kennedy, and I'm announcing a campaign to be your Democratic nominee for the 4th Congressional District seat now held by Barney Frank.
Joe Kennedy is the grandson of Robert F. Kennedy, who was Attorney General in his own brother John F. Kennedy's White House and was a senator running for the Democratic presidential nomination when he was assassinated in 1968. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
After some renovation work was completed, an elevator glitch briefly spoiled the reopening of the Washington Monument. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
The elevator stopped working for about an hour on Saturday, leaving some visitors stuck at the top of the monument. There were no reports of injuries, but it was ironic, as the monument was just reopening over the weekend after the completion of a 3-year renovation project that was largely done to make improvements to its elevators. Park officials say in a statement they're sorry for any inconvenience to visitors from the latest elevator downtime. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Tickets with you on your computer or mobile device, and listen anytime at usaradio.com.